Привет, Арина.
Привет, Зак.
How's your day going?
Oh, my day is great, thank you.
Well, did you know you're on air right now?
I figured that's what you're doing, sneakily behind my back.
If you're just tuning in, this is Arena, the love of my life and the mother of my future child. And we're having a boy. He's due in April. And how is that going, Arena? I know that I should know, but I'm wondering myself, how's the pregnancy going?
Well, I think he is going to be a lot like you because he's incredibly pushy and demandful. So it's all your child. Once it's born, since you're not taking care of it now, it's going to be all your responsibility after it.
Well,
it's going great.
That's fine. I'm going to bring him into the station every day. We're going to have to find a way to keep him quiet during my talk breaks, but I think it'll work out.
Oh, good luck with that.
But the real reason I'm calling you, actually, is because it is the holiday season. You are Russian. So if you could enlighten our listeners and myself as to what is going on in Russia right now, how is it different? What happens in Russia around this time?
Okay, so pretty much it's an excuse for everybody not to work for 2 months and just, you know, party and drink. But the biggest difference, I think, is that we do not have a Santa Claus. We don't believe in that guy.
Did Lenin squash that? He didn't like it?
Actually, that is really correct. After
You're
the
kidding,
whole
right?
revolution. No, that's true. After the revolution, they decided to ban the Santa Claus and implement their own dude whose name is Grandfather the Frost, which in Russian sounds like Дед Мороз.
Grandfather the Frost?
Correct.
Okay, hold on. I have a theory on why they banned Santa Claus, because Santa Claus is Saint Nicholas, and the Tsar was Nicholas II. And so when Lenin and the Bolsheviks overthrew the Tsar and put his family on a nice, cozy island with lots of amenities and took really good care of them, but made sure they weren't a part of the government anymore, then he banned the idea of St. Nicholas because it would remind people of Nicholas II, right?
No, it didn't have to do with Nicholas, but it had to do with a saint.
Well, it's a theory. It's just
time.
A theory.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll give you that. You tried, but the first part, yes, they banned it because it had to do with a saint, which they didn't think that there's anything holy or saint about anything. So anything that started with saint, they just got rid of it. So the funny part about Uncle or Grandfather DeFrost, he is always dressed in white and blue when Santa Claus is white and red. He has also long beard. He also has this stick that he's always holds on to that he walks with to help him to go through the snow because he's in charge
forest. You mean a cane?
A cane, but it's like a very long one, and it's magical. He'll touch the tree, and then tree will have a coat covered with a snow on top of it to help the tree survive during the winter so it doesn't get cold. And he also provides all the food for bunnies and squirrels during the winter. So
he cares about the environment.
He does care about the environment.
So how come Putin doesn't care about the environment?
You know what? You should prank call him next. Maybe he'll pick up. Let's stick with the Christmas and away from the politics so we don't ruin anybody's celebration.
Fine. This is what I have to live with. But she's smart. She never lets me talk about politics because it kind of divides us. So yes, let's stick with the fairy tales that we can both laugh at. I mean, I'm laughing at Grandfather the Frost. Is that
okay? Well, it's a cool guy because he actually also brings the presents, but he brings the presents on 31st and he puts them under the Christmas tree. But he always has a helper with him, and it's his granddaughter, and her name is Snyegurochka, which something has to do with the snow.
Snyegurochka. I like it.
So I think she's born out of the snow. Well, the funniest thing, when people try to hire a fake Uncle DeFrost or Grandfather DeFrost to go to the party, they always ask for that Snyegurochka to be present, and they always want to make sure she's sexy. Yeah, so when there's a party and everybody's drinking...
Can you dress up as Snyegurochka for me this year?
I'm a little too pregnant for that.
Oh, come on, you still look amazing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening all of us as to your traditions over there in the motherland.
There you go. Well, I hope you learned something.
I did. Thank you, babe. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. Bye.